Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Habits of Happiness. In this series, Pastor Rick dives into the book of Philippians and shows you how to develop the daily habits that will make you a happy person. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a brand new resource called the Habits of Happiness Guided Experience Book. This Bible study tool will help you develop the biblical skills you need to be happy no matter what circumstances you face. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or just text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Be Happy No Matter What.
Now, anytime you have a problem and it's starting to get you down, you're starting to be unhappy, you need to do what Paul does. Learn to see it from God's point of view. What is God doing here? What's the bigger picture? What's the bigger perspective? And then you'll be able to face the problem in faith. And when you face the problem in faith, two things will happen. Write these down. First, it's a witness to unbelievers. When Christians handle big problems in faith, it is a witness to unbelievers. That's why in verse 13 he says, for everyone here, talking about the palace guard and in the royal prison, everyone here, including all the soldiers and the palace guard, knows that I'm in chains because of Christ. Well, I guess so. He'd witnessed over 4,000 times the guys chained to him. It's a witness to unbelievers. Number two, it's an encouragement to believers. Verse 14, he says this, and because of my imprisonment, many of the Christians here have gained confidence, those in Rome, and they've become more bold in telling others about Christ. It's a witness to unbelievers. It's an encouragement to believers. Have you ever thought that God might want to use the problem you're going through right now for the very same reason? You know, since Matthew died, both of these have been true in my life. It has been a witness to unbelievers. It's been an encouragement to believers. Why? Because Kay and I looked at the problem from God's perspective, not our own, and we faced it in faith. The story went out in People magazine. I never imagined in my lifetime that I would ever be on People magazine. I mean, I know I'm that good looking, but but I never imagined in my lifetime that I would be in People on the cover of People magazine. So how many people have heard the gospel since Matthew died? Millions. Millions. Because of all of the stories and the interviews and the CNN and all that. Millions have heard the good news. And I could say, like Paul, I want you to know, friends, that all that has happened to me has worked out for the furthering of the good news. Have you ever thought that that might be true in the problem in your life? If you will look at it from that way, it's going to change your perspective in a major way. All right, number two, I can be happy no matter what happens if I never let others control my attitude. And this is a good example of Paul gives us right here in this passage. I can be happy no matter what happens in my life if I never let others control my attitude. I don't let them decide whether I'm going to be happy or not. Now, Paul, in this next section, he talks about four kinds of people. And while he's in prison, he says, now, there are some people who are attacking my ministry. They slandered Paul, they judged Paul, they criticized Paul, they were gossip mongers. There were some people who supported his ministry that were friends. There were some who competed with his ministry. They're trying to kick him while he's down. And there were some who were undermining his ministry. They're even trying to destroy him. They're trying to rub it in. He's in prison. They're trying to make it more painful. And in Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, Paul describes four kinds of people. Three of them are killjoys. One's a good kind. And he says, there are four kinds of people in my life. There are critics, who are slandering me and who are creating all kinds of controversy. There are comrades, that's my friends. There are competitors, who are preaching Christ out of rivalry, and he said they're conspirators who just want to make my problem worse. They want to rub it in. They want to kick me while I'm down, while I'm in prison. They're my enemies. Now notice these verses there on your outline. First verse, this is verse 15, talking about critics. He says, it is true that some preach Christ because they are jealous and quarrelsome. Have you ever met anybody like that? They love to argue. They love conflict. They enjoy creating controversy. They enjoy getting into a cat fight. These people are contentious. They are divisive. They are critical. Have you ever read a blogger or saw somebody on social media who was contentious and critical of somebody's ministry or this or that? If you haven't, just go to my website and you'll find hundreds. There'll be plenty. Now notice that here he says they're jealous and they're quarrelsome. Notice that the critic's motive is usually jealousy. When people criticize something, they usually are jealous of it. But what he's saying here is, he says, you know, I have to deal with these people. And would you agree that few things could rob your happiness faster than being criticized? When you're criticized at work, or you're criticized by friends, or you're criticized by neighbors, your stomach starts churning. Why? Because we all want to be loved. We all want to be approved. We want everybody to like us. But let me give you a little happiness hint, one of those little HHs. You might write this down. I don't need other people's approval to be happy. I don't need other people's approval. I don't need other people's permission to be happy. You're as happy as you choose to be. If they're unhappy, that's their choice. But you don't have to depend on other people's approval in order to be happy. And if you haven't got it now, you're probably not going to get it. And you're going to be miserable if you try to live for the approval of everybody else. Paul is modeling here, never let others control your attitude. And some of these people, they're just jealous and they're quarrelsome and they're cranky and they criticize everything I do in my ministry. And then in the next verse, verse 16, he talks about the good guys. These are his friends. These are his comrades. He says, others preach Christ from genuine goodwill, and they do so out of love. That's the real reason we share the good news, out of love. And they know that God has given me the work of defending the gospel. So he says, you know, those people bring me joy, obviously. And then in verse 17, he talks about another killjoy, competitors. He says, others preach Christ insincerely from a spirit of selfish ambition. Circle the phrase selfish ambition. He said, I hate to say this, but they're actually people in ministry. There are people with national ministries, radio, television, and books, and who are ego-driven. And how do you know when somebody's ego-driven? They put other people down all the time to build themselves up. That's when you know somebody's ministering in selfish ambition. They feel compelled to put other people down in order to build themselves up. Now, you're not a preacher, but if you're in any kind of business, you have competitors. And if you don't deal with this, competitors will rob your happiness. And you'll look at what they're doing. You can have competition over the color of your lawn. Neighbor's yard's greener. We better get ours going. You can have competition over the car you drive. You can have competition over your kids. I'm so proud. You can compete over hairstyles. You can compete over shoes. Don't look at people right now, but you know that's true. You know that's true. And if you don't deal with this, you're going to be unhappy a lot of your life, because critics will rob your happiness and competitors will rob your happiness. And Paul says, you know what? Even in the ministry, there are competitors. And they're selfishly, ambitiously and insincerely preaching the good news. And then in the second part of verse 17, he talks about conspirators or enemies. These are people who just want to mess him up. He says, other people just want to stir up more trouble for me. And they want to add to my pain while I'm in prison. I did a whole series on this, remember, called The Crazy Makers. Remember that one? Crazy Makers. There are troublemakers, there are crazy makers, and they will rob your happiness. unless you know how to deal with them. By the way, you know what is the favorite tool of crazy makers and troublemakers? Gossip. Gossip. Gossip is the number one sign of a troublemaker. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a person who gossips is as bad as a saboteur. They're an emotional terrorist. That's what the Bible says. You should not gossip. Now, you're going to have all four of these in your life: critics, comrades, competitors, and conspirators. I certainly have. Don't let them rob you. Now, I want you to see Paul's attitude toward, he says, I'm in prison. I'm already down, and these guys are kicking me while I'm down. Critics, conspirators, and you know, competitors. He says, you know, they're trying to get at me. Look at verse 18. Here's Paul's attitude. What others do, he says, what they do, what these people do, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Circle that. The important thing is that in every way, whether for right or wrong reasons, the message of Christ is being shared. So, he says, I am happy and I will continue to be happy. I love that. I'm not going to let other people control my attitude. There may be people criticizing me for what I'm doing. There may be people competing for me with what I'm doing. There may be people who are conspiring to make sure I fail in what I'm doing. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on Christ, and I am choosing to be happy, and I will continue to be happy. He says, I'm not going to let anybody steal my joy.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
If you are enjoying learning about the habits of happiness and want to go deeper into this study with Pastor Rick, I have some great news for you. Pastor Rick's brand new Habits of Happiness guided experience book is available to you right now. In this guided experience, you will learn the biblical habits of happiness and begin seeing things from God's perspective. This interactive, full-color, hardcover book is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, and application exercises. It's a comprehensive study tool that will help you grow spiritually. The Habits of Happiness guided experience is available only through Daily Hope, and quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004, that's 800-600-5004, to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com, that's PastorRick.com, with two R's in the middle. And remember, when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Once again, here's Rick.
Look at verse 18. Here's Paul's attitude. What others do, he says, what they do, what these people do, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Circle that. The important thing is that in every way, whether for right or wrong reasons, the message of Christ is being shared. So, he says, I am happy and I will continue to be happy. I love that. I'm not going to let other people control my attitude. There may be people criticizing me for what I'm doing. There may be people competing with what I'm doing. There may be people who are conspiring to make sure I fail in what I'm doing. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on Christ, and I am choosing to be happy, and I will continue to be happy. He says, I'm not going to let anybody steal my joy. There are a few well-known guys in America who like to take pot shots at me, pastors and people. And every once in a while on social media, someone will say, Pastor Rick, have you heard what so-and-so said about you? And what do you think about them? And my answer is always the same. It's been the same for years and years and years. And I say this, what they think of me in no way controls what I think of them. And I have nothing but the highest admiration for their ministry. Why? I'm not going to let anybody rob my joy. I'm not going to let anybody rob my happiness. I don't care what they say about me. They do not control what I choose to think about them. And that's why I don't let people rob my happiness. Some of you remember, I told you this during the last series, that, you know, when Matthew died, there were some really mean-spirited people out there who were saying all kinds of vile and mean things and celebrating Matthew's death and saying I should die and go to hell too, and on and on and on. And I remember, you know, going through that fire, and Greg Laurie, my friend, asked me, he said, Rick, what do you feel coming out of this? And I said, honestly, I feel fearless. I told you that. I said, I honestly feel fearless. I said, because the truth is, if I ever cared about what other people think, I certainly don't now. Okay, you can't throw anything worse at me than what's been thrown at me in the last 6 months. You just can't. And I said, I feel fearless. And I've always felt that since that moment, since he asked that. And then this week I was studying this passage and I saw verse 28 where Paul says this, be fearless. Be fearless, no matter who opposes you. It will be a sign to them of their downfall, and that God is with you and that he will save you. Okay, so the cool thing here is if I want to stay happy, even if I'm in prison, I look at everything that's going on in my life from God's viewpoint, and I realize he's going to work it all out for good. And it's worked out for the gospel. It's a witness to unbelievers. It's an encouragement to believers. And then I just say, no matter who the critics are and who the complainers are and who the conspirators are and who the competitors are, they're just not going to stop me from being happy. I'm going to keep my focus right. I'm going to be fearless. Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 5. It's called the Beatitudes. It's the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. He says this, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. He says, celebrate. And Paul explains why you can be happy no matter what. Look at the next verse, verse 29 and 30. He says this, for you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this fight together. Paul says, you have seen me suffer for him in the past, and you know that I'm still in the midst of the great struggle. Paul says, it is a privilege to suffer when you're doing the right thing. Great is your reward in heaven. He said, it's a privilege to believe in Christ, and it's a privilege to suffer with Christ and for Christ. Because you're most like Jesus when somebody's nailing you to a cross. When somebody's trying to get at you. So he says, I am not going to let other people rob my happiness. I can be happy no matter what happens. If I look at every problem from God's viewpoint, and I can be happy no matter what happens, if I never let what other people say or never let what other people do control my happiness. They just don't. Number three, here's the third habit. It's the next three or four verses, verses 19 to 20. I can always be happy no matter what happens if I always trust God to work things out. I can always be happy no matter what happens if I always trust God to work things out. I don't try to work it out myself. When things are falling apart, I don't try to put them back together. I just let God put them back together. This is the faith factor. You've heard me say this before, that when you're going through a problem, you got two options. You can worship or you can worry. That's it. Worship or worry, worship or worry, worship or worry. And if you worshiped more, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. You can pray or you can panic. And those are the options you've got. This is the faith factor. Paul says this in Philippians 1:19. I will continue to rejoice. Let's circle the phrase, I will. Will, that's an act of the will. It is your choice to rejoice. I don't care how bad things are in your life right now, it's your choice to rejoice. It's an act of the will. He says, I will continue to rejoice in spite of all the things that's going on that are bad. For I know, circle that, I'll come back and explain this in a minute. For I know that as you pray for me, circle pray for me, and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, circle that, Spirit of Jesus Christ help me, all that's happened will all turn out for my deliverance. Now, this is a very powerful verse here. And in that one verse, Paul gives four sources of strength in tough times. You just circle them. Four sources of strength. And this is how you stay positive. This is how you stay happy no matter what happens in your life. He says, first, my first source of strength is I have God's perspective on my problems. That's when he says, for I know. It's what you know that keeps you going. He says, I know God is working in this. I have God's perspective on my problems, for I know. And then he says, number two, I have people praying for me. And he said, that keeps me going. And then he says, I have the Holy Spirit helping me. And that keeps me going. And then he says, I expect that I'm going to be delivered. So he says, I have faith that God will work it for good. And so I've got perspective, I've got prayer, I've got the Holy Spirit, and I've got faith. And then he says, therefore, I choose to be happy. I will continue to rejoice. That's your choice to rejoice. Finally, number four. I can be happy no matter what happens in my life. If I look at every problem from God's viewpoint, if I never let other people control my attitude, if I always trust God to work things out, and number four, if I stay focused on my purpose, not my problems. God's purpose for my life. If I stay focused on my purpose, not my problem, I can be happy even when life seems to be falling apart. I stay focused on my purpose, Paul says, not my problems.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. If you're enjoying learning about the habits of happiness and want to go deeper in this study with Pastor Rick, I have some great news for you. Pastor Rick's brand new Habits of Happiness Guided Experience book is available to you right now. In this guided experience, you will learn the biblical habits of happiness and begin seeing things from God's perspective. This interactive, full-color hardcover book is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, and application exercises. It's a comprehensive study tool that will help you grow spiritually. The Habits of Happiness Guided Experience is available only through Daily Hope, and quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. I would love to have you as a partner in hope.
Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.